Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X-22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3385BN. Today's date is June 23rd, 2024, and the title of the episode is Deep State Plan Backfires, Trump Enters Landslide Victory, Military-Civilian Alliance Years in the Making. Talk about our health. We've partnered with Gundry MD to share this information with you. Would you believe me if I told you inside your pantry right now is one of the healthiest foods on the planet? Yep, it's true. And it's not some weird trendy superfood. Spoiler alert, it's olive oil. You're probably used to cooking with it, but there are countless ways to use olive oil to help yourself look and feel younger. For example, olive oil is a natural way to help you achieve a more youthful appearance. Besides helping you look younger on the outside, it's a fantastic tool for your insides as well. According to Dr. Stephen Gundry, a famous cardiothoracic surgeon, nutrition expert, and health advocate, you should get as much high-quality olive oil into your daily routine as possible, whether it's taking a shot of it daily or keeping a bottle of it in your bathroom medicine cabinet. But what kind of olive oil is best for your health? Well, any olive oil can give you some benefits. But if you're looking to get the best results, it matters a lot which one you pick. The olive oil industry is huge. You can tell by the number of olive oil brands you see at the grocery store, and you can bet they're not all made with the consumer in mind, and many brands may even cut corners one way or another to increase profits. When Dr. Gundry came to this realization, he was appalled. But some olive oils are so powerful, it may only take a few tablespoons a week to see these incredible health benefits. So how can you tell between an olive oil that can be a health booster and which one isn't up to par? In an effort to answer that question, Dr. Gundry decided to take a stand and release his personal research and findings. This video has gone viral since its release, and it's important you see it so you can start benefiting immediately. You can watch the video right now by going to getolive1.com/X22 or by clicking the link in the description box below. That's getolive1.com/X22 or just click the link in the description box below. People have taken his advice, have shared their results with him, saying the olive oil they bought after learning his simple rules has helped change their lives. Make sure you go to getolive1.com/X22 or click the link in the description box below this video. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, everything that they've been trying to do to Trump is completely and utterly backfiring on them. And you have to remember why, because everything that they're accusing Trump of is what they have done. So they're projecting their crimes. Remember, they are the criminal syndicate. They're the ones who are treasonous to this country. They're the ones who have committed the crimes. And what they're doing is they're projecting everything that they have done and they're placing it on Trump. And I do believe Trump trap them in all of this because, again, what they're really doing is they're showing the world what crimes they have committed. Will it be easy to accept when the attorney generals, the Department of Justice, the military tribunals go after them for the same exact crimes? Think about that for a second. And those aren't the only crimes. Yes, people will say, we've seen these before. And this is what they were trying to do to Trump. But look, there's documentation, there's evidence that supports that they're the ones who did all of these things. Will people be able to accept this a lot easier? Absolutely. Because again, if the people were sleeping and the people were still brainwashed, they would not accept this. But Trump, he knew that he was going to have to wake up the people. And he knew that it was going to take quite a while. Remember, this is not something that was just formulated to be over with in a couple of days. It's not another four-year election. This is not politics as usual. This is not the norm of what everyone remembers when you think of presidential elections, when you think of electing people into Congress. Because this is about taking back the country. This is about destroying, well, number one, exposing the criminal syndicate, then destroying the criminal syndicate and bringing them to justice. Because remember, with a tyrannical government that has infiltrated everything, you can't have a functioning system, especially with a private West central bank system, because that breeds corruption. So what you need to do is you need to show the people the truth. You need to set the path. You need to wake the people up. You need everything exposed, and you need to have the people see their actual crimes. And the way you get people to do this is you actually have to have them walk through the darkness, walk through all the crap to get to the light. And that's what people are doing right now. It had to be this way. This was years in the making, where how do we create a counterinsurgency? How do we wake the people up so they can see the truth? How do we combat the propaganda? How do we stop the people from listening to the liars? And I do believe what Trump and the Patriots have done is they created this entire plan. They put everything into motion. And again, yes, for those people that have been awake, those people that have been following this, yes, it feels like a long time, but think about it. Think about how long the deep state players have been infiltrating our country. You think it just happened 10 years ago? You think it just happened 15 years ago? No, it began in 1913 when they created the private West Central Bank system. And then it continued on. It took them a very long time to shift everything and shift it to them. And when I say shift it to them, I mean centralize it, because that's how they gain power. We will have a centralized police force. We will have a centralized education department. We will have a centralized FDA. We'll have a centralized CDC. We'll have a centralized everything. That's how they gain the power. And they couldn't do this overnight. Now, again, people think this is a very long time where we're trying to dismantle all this and expose it and destroy them. It isn't. Actually, it's a very short period of time. And I do believe what people are seeing now is they're seeing the truth. They're starting to realize what's going on. This is why Trump is out there taking this to the next level. He's taking this to a place where he's building the narrative to say, this is where we're headed next. Yes, here we're in the exposure phase. We're in the phase where people are waking up, but now he's showing you we're going to take this to the next level. The next level is shrinking government. This is why he's already made the announcement that we're going to get rid of the Department of Education, because the Department of Education didn't make the younger generation smarter. They actually dumbed them down and they set up a money laundering system, just like with every other department that they've created in this country. So he's already starting the narrative, letting everyone know these are the things that we're going to do afterwards. Now, he did this at this point because the people are awake. He did this at this point because people will understand that we need to head in this direction. I do believe he's going to come out with quite a bit more, because remember, the counterinsurgency is working. It's almost complete. And that's a military-civilian alliance to go after the insurgency that's been happening in this country for quite a while and actually ramped up when Obama came into office. So I do believe we're right on track with everything. And when you hear Trump talking about getting rid of the Department of Education, no taxes on tips, that we need to protect the miners for Bitcoin, and you hear him go up against the central bank digital currency, he's letting everyone know this is the direction we're heading in. We're going to take back the country and we're going to remove the swamp creatures from everywhere. We're going to decentralize everything. And yes, will it take some time? Absolutely. But like we said before, the military-civilian alliance is almost complete, the counterinsurgency. The last part of this is to wake up the rest of the population. And I know a lot of people, they say, okay, it's enough, we're done here. But again, we are Americans in this country. We need to see the true enemy. We can't be fighting ourselves. We need to understand altogether that the enemy is the tyrannical government, the criminal syndicate that they set up a long time ago. And I do believe it had to be this way, because once again, when you read the Declaration of Independence, it was up to the people to take back this country. It wasn't up to one man. It wasn't up to the military. It was up to the people. Do you want your country? This is why Trump continually says, this is our final battle. Do you want the country back? And it's not just him winning the election. Do you truly want the country back? Because we're going to have to do things that are going to seem a little crazy when we start going after these treasonous people and when we start to break down the federal government. Because again, if you truly want the country back, everyone needs to be prepared for what is coming, because the government is not going to function the way it used to. All these departments are not going to be in existence. I do believe we're going to see the entire DC government structure completely overhauled. And there's going to be a lot of people that are no longer working in government, because a lot of these departments will no longer exist. Remember, this was all created to protect the criminal syndicate. Now it's time to rip it down. So again, people needed to be ready for this because this is out of the ordinary. This is not something that you normally would see. Plus, I do believe when Trump goes after the Federal Reserve, which is a private central bank system, it's a private corporation, I think people are going to be shocked. Now, again, I do believe the fake news and the corrupt individuals, they're going to try to protect the private central bank at all costs. And this is why they're trying to bring us to war, because, again, war is a great distraction. And again, Trump, he already has a plan to counter that. And it's a very simple word. It's peace. And when he ushers in peace, everything that they tried to do is countered. And there is no, since there's no war, people will be able to see all of it play out. And this is when I do believe the deep state players, they're going to go absolutely crazy. Because again, what happens when you corner a wild dog, a wild animal? They go crazy. Now, Trump and the Patriots, they're prepared for this. They know they're going to go crazy. And you can see the people now are waking up and they will accept certain things that need to be done. We'll be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what's happening with the criminal syndicate with the Bidens. Because remember, Biden, Obama, and many others, they're all part of the criminal syndicate. And think about all the different agencies that are protecting Biden. James Comer put this out and said, the following were told to stand down from investigating the Biden family. The IRS, the FBI, DOJ, and now we know the SEC. I think that tells you everything you need to know. And I think the criminal syndicate is really coming into focus right now. And people are starting to realize this, just like they're starting to realize what's happening at the border and why the deep state players are bringing in all these illegals without vetting them. Actually, they're not. These people are just aren't crossing the border. Yes, there's a lot of them are, but they're also being flown in by the criminal syndicate. And that should tell you everything you need to know. But something very interesting happened on Friday. The Supreme Court, they issued a 6-3 decision in the case of Department of State versus Munez, ruling that a citizen does not have a fundamental liberty interest in her non-citizen spouse being admitted to the country. Munez's claim to a procedural due process right in someone else's legal proceeding would have unsettling collateral consequences. Her position would usher in a new strain of constitutional law, one that prevents the government from taking action that indirectly or incidentally burdens a citizen's legal rights. And we can see from this decision, the Biden administration didn't like it. Now, the reason why they ruled like this, and Justice Amy Coney Barrett explains, that Luis Ascenso Cordero sought to enter the U.S. to live with his wife, Sandra Munez, but his visa was denied by a consular officer who found that Cordero was affiliated with the violent gang MS-13. Now, what's very interesting about this is it seems that we might have a leak in the Supreme Court, because before this ruling came out, all of a sudden the Biden administration, they went ahead and they created an executive order. Sean Davis explains, is there a new leaker at the Supreme Court? Just days ago, the Biden regime announced a radical new executive order to legalize the immigrant spouses of citizens, even if those immigrants were in the U.S. to commit crimes or were here legally. It was a very strange timing for such an oddly specific executive order. Now we know why. The Supreme Court ruled today in a 6-3 decision that the U.S. is not required to admit immigrant spouses of American citizens in a case involving an MS-13 member whose spouse was a U.S. citizen and who demanded legalization. From this nation's beginnings, the admission of non-citizens into this country was characterized as a favor, not a right. Somebody at the White House was clearly tipped off about the unannounced Supreme Court decision, which explains why the White House rushed out such a shoddily written and argued new executive order to open the border even more. The Biden regime knew how the Supreme Court was going to rule, and it sought to preempt the court with its absurd executive order. So the question now is, who exactly is leaking information on ruling to the Biden White House? And that is very, very interesting. So who is leaking this information? And you could see that every step of the way, what is Biden doing? He is countering the Supreme Court. He did it with the student loans. Now he's countering the Supreme Court with this ruling. So this is very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's really interesting, and Midnight Rider put this out on Telegram, the Biden administration has put a gag order on all government employees. So those individuals that are at the border, those people that want to report on it, they can't say a word because they are gagged from speaking freely. So this is very, very interesting because, again, these people, I do believe, would be speaking out and they'd be telling everyone, look what's going on at the border. It's a complete and utter disaster. They'd have pictures. They'd be spreading it around. Instead, the fake news really isn't reporting it. And what happens is everyday people go down to the border, citizen journalists, and they take the videos. They camp out and they watch what's going on, like Ben Bergwam. He has done this many, many times. So this is how people learned about the border. Now, again, when Trump was in office, of course, the fake news, they went to the border and they showed the cages that Obama built, and they tried to make it a really big deal. Remember AOC standing in front of a fence and there was nothing on the other side of the fence, but it looks like she was crying. It was the whole thing was an act. Everything these people do is always an act. It's always a show that they put on, and it's a photo op because they're lying to the people. They don't represent the people. They represent the interests of their master. That's who they represent. And when these people fall out of line, their master comes down hard on them. The criminal syndicate comes down hard on them. So once again, we need to replace all these individuals. But to replace them, you need to see it first. You need to understand that these people that are wearing the pantsuits, the suits, the skirts, yes, they might look like we the people, but they're criminals that are just dressed up. And sometimes you need to show the people the truth. And I do believe the people are seeing the truth. Now, since we're talking about the border, we know that there were many individuals that have been killed by illegals in this country, and that's exactly what they are. They are undocumented immigrants. They have illegally entered this country. They are illegally in this country committing illegal crimes. So the fake news, they like to tell everyone, no, it's undocumented. No, they're not undocumented immigrants. They are illegals. They came into this country. They broke a law. Then they broke another law and then another law and then another law. And now a mother and a father, they don't have their child. And this is not just one mother and father. There's multiple mother and fathers. So once again, what does the White House do? Well, they put out a statement. And just like the fake news, they don't mention it was illegal. They don't mention that this person was supposed to be deported. They don't mention anything. And this is the statement. We extend our deepest condolences to the family and loved ones of Rachel Morin. We cannot comment on active law enforcement cases, which really means we know that it's an illegal. We don't really want to say much, so we're going to hide behind this. It's an active investigation. That's what they always use. That's how they protect themselves. I think in the future, that has to be removed, and those individuals that really want to know what's going on and those people that have clearance, they need to know. But fundamentally, we believe that people should be held accountable to the full extent of the law if they're found to be guilty. Well, good thing they said that, because when Biden is found guilty, Obama's found guilty, Hillary Clinton's found guilty, and the rest of the swamp creatures, when they're found guilty, you know what? They will be held accountable to the full extent of the law. At least they're putting that part out there because it's going to turn on them. The second statement is, our hearts go out to the family and loved ones of Jocelyn Nungari. We cannot comment on active law enforcement cases, pretty much what they said in the first one. But fundamentally, anyone found guilty of this type of heinous and shocking crime should be held accountable to the full extent of the law. So basically, they're telling us we should hold them accountable to the full extent of the law when we find them guilty of treason, guilty of murder, guilty of everything else. So let's just keep that in mind and let's make sure that we remember this, because I do believe as we move forward, we're going to see civilian cases, especially when we clean out the Department of Justice. But most importantly, we're going to see military tribunals, because remember, these individuals as civilians work with foreign governments. They overthrew the United States government. They put in a puppet government, which means Trump activated the military as soon as they had the insurrection, because the insurrection was against the president of the United States. Biden was not the president. The election results weren't certified. Trump is the true commander-in-chief. Trump is the head of the military. And I do believe he offloaded a lot of the responsibilities onto the military and many others, like Chris Miller, to handle everything else while we're in this pause where people are waking up with the resident in the White House. Because I do believe this was part of their plan to get the people awake enough to create the counterinsurgency. He got the military. He just needed the people. He tried to tell the people multiple times, you vote for Biden, what's going to happen? The border is going to be wide open. The economy is going to crash. We're going to go to war. It's going to be a complete and utter disaster. But again, you could tell people this, which he did, but doesn't mean people are going to believe you. You know when people believe? When they actually experience it. When they walk through the crap. When they feel the crap. When they feel like, what is what's happening to our country? They're destroying it. That is when people really wake up. That's when people go, holy crap, I can't believe this is actually happening. That's when people all of a sudden have a light bulb moment and go, you know what? I see it now. And once you see it, you can't unsee it. And actually, when you see even more, it gets worse because you see a lot more. And you really, truly understand. And you know what happens for those people that are awake? They get angry. They get pissed off. Why is this happening? Why are we continuing with this? This makes no sense. Why isn't this stopped? And this allows people then to see the true enemy. And I do believe the people see the true enemy because as we approach war, we need the people awake to understand that Trump is going to usher in peace. The deep state is going to push war. And the people need to understand that this war is not for them. It's not to make their lives better. It's to destroy them. But they'll try to convince you that this is good for you. But I don't think the people are going to buy it. But you can see war is building up, especially in around North Korea and South Korea, especially with now Russia joining forces with North Korea. They might supply them weapons because South Korea might supply Ukraine with weapons. You can see where this is all going. And what's very interesting is that the BBC put this out and The Hill put this out. North Korea is appearing to build a wall outside the DMZ. And they're showing the satellite footage, and it looks like there is a structure going up. Now, the question is, I thought walls didn't work. Why are all these countries like Ukraine? Of course, the U.S. is paying for a wall, you know, in Ukraine, in Jordan, and many other places. If walls don't work, why are all these countries putting up walls? I think that tells us everything we need to know. It tells us that walls do work, and they help keep the people out. Why do you think all the wealthy, the Hollywood people, the corrupt politicians, go look at their homes? They have walls and gates. Why would they have that? A lot of them have security checkpoints. Why would they have that? Why would the deep state players put up a fence around the Capitol building in D.C. if the fence doesn't keep people out? I think people are starting to understand the walls, the fences, they work, but they don't want them because they want all the illegals in this country. And I do believe we have let in some very dangerous individuals into this country. And we could see already with these murders, once we have an event, that is really going to wake up a lot of people because lately we've been seeing murder after murder after murder, and people are starting to learn that these people are illegals. These people are criminals. And this is not like a one-off thing. This is happening almost every day now. And it's getting worse and worse. Just like the war out in the Middle East is getting worse and worse. Remember, Israel is planning to go into Lebanon. They're planning to move north. And this is going to affect what happens with Israel and Iran. Because right now we know that Hezbollah is going to push back. And this is the terrorist group that is protecting Iran. And right now, thousands of Iran-backed fighters offer to join Hezbollah in its fight against Israel. Now, of course, the Biden administration, they're trapped in all this, and they have now taken the side of Israel. Now, remember, Obama, who's controlling him or trying to influence him, he's not for Israel. He's for the Muslim Brotherhood. So there's a little bit of conflict of interest here. He has a different agenda. And I do believe that he is now pushing Biden out very, very hard. Now, will Biden be pushed out before August? Maybe, maybe not. But again, you can see they're becoming very, very desperate because the poll numbers are dropping like a rock, and it's absolutely awful. And I do believe the poll numbers are going to be dropping like a rock for many of those individuals that are voting for the NDAA, because we see now it's held up in the Senate, and we have a lot of Republicans out there like Roger Wicker. We have many others, Ted Cruz and many others, who are out there pushing back against a military draft. And those people in this country that see war building, a lot of people don't even see it. They see, yes, there might be problems in many different areas, but when war starts to really build and this bill is sitting in the Senate, I think there's going to be a lot of people in this country, a lot of parents in this country, they're going to become very, very nervous, because when you see war building in the Middle East, out near China, in Ukraine, and it's getting worse as time goes on, and it looks like the U.S. might be involved in this, and you see the draft for women, I do believe there's going to be a lot of parents, they're going to say, whoa, wait a minute, let's slow down here a little bit. And they're going to be looking at the D's who want the draft, and you're going to look at the Republicans, the Patriots, who don't want the draft. And then you're going to have Trump, who wants peace, and you're going to have Biden, the fake news, and all the other D's and rhinos who want war. So I do believe this is going to wake up a lot of people, and a lot of people are going to go, what is going on right now? Yeah, well, if I vote for Biden, or if I vote for Hillary Clinton, Michelle Obama, whoever is running, we're going to head into war. And if I vote for Trump, he's going to calm the situation down, and we're going to have peace, peace through strength. So I do believe this is going to be a critical moment in time where people are going to have to look really deep inside themselves, and they're going to have to figure out which way we're going to go. Now, remember, talking about it is meaningless because there's no emotion that is that is helping drive the decision. When people become emotional, when people see the truth of the matter and they realize that this is real, you see, talking about it doesn't make it real. Experiencing it makes it real. So when you see an attack on this country and you hear them saying, we were just attacked by another country, but thank God our armed forces were able to shoot down the missile or whatever it's going to be, and they protected the country, that's when people are going to go, whoa, wait, what just happened? People, their hearts are going to be racing. They're going to be afraid. They're going to be worried, especially when you see other things happen. Maybe missiles will be delivered to the nuclear submarine and ships in Cuba. Maybe you'll see nuclear weapons or other type of weapons to being delivered to North Korea. Maybe you'll see something happening out in Ukraine and Russia. Actually, Ukraine just fired a missile into Russia onto a beach, and I do believe missile fragments came down on the beach. And Russia is saying, well, this is the responsibility of the United States, which is the deep state players, because they're the ones who are controlling the missile systems in Ukraine. So you could see how war is building right now, and you could see how this draft bill, and this is nothing new, this draft bill, they were planning on war back in 2016, 2017, 2018. Trump wasn't supposed to win. Hillary Clinton was. So they already had a draft bill back then. They were going to approve it. Women were going to be drafted. We were going to head into nuclear war. Actually, during one of Trump's interviews, he already confirmed that if Hillary Clinton was elected, we would be in nuclear war. And he's absolutely right. This was part of their plan. And what happened was Trump won, countered that plan, and they needed to get rid of him. So they had to use the pandemic. Now, I do believe Trump used the pandemic, which is really the plandemic, to his advantage. He used it to set them up and to take control of the country. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Gold has gone up more than 81% in the last 5 years. It is happening. Central banks are ditching the dollar in U.S. treasuries and buying more gold. The good news is it is predicted to go up even more. UBS said it might even go up to $5,000. Noble Gold Investments phone has been ringing nonstop. Everyone wants to protect their retirement with gold. You can do the same. And if you do it this month, Noble Gold Investments will give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin if you open a qualified account. Go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com, or click the link in the description. And now people are starting to see who the true liars are. those pharmaceutical companies, those politicians, certain doctors, certain other agencies, they have all lied to the people. And study after study after study is now coming out, and a lot of peer-reviewed studies are now coming out showing that the bioweapon is very, very dangerous. So a previously censored paper from The Lancet has now undergone peer review and is available online. The study titled Systematic Review of Autopsy Findings and Deaths After COVID-19 Vaccination analyzed 325 autopsy cases and found that a staggering 73.9% of deaths were either directly due to or significantly contributed to by the vaccine. And the paper's lead author is Dr. Nicholas Holcher, and he faced significant opposition in bringing these findings to light. After initially being downloaded over 100,000 times, The Lancet removed the paper within 24 hours. But now that it's peer-reviewed, people are seeing the truth. And now people are starting to understand that we were lied to. It doesn't stop anyone from getting COVID. Actually, when you get the boosters, you actually get COVID because COVID's included in the bioweapon. It hurts the people. It makes people sick. People die suddenly. That bioweapon does nothing for COVID whatsoever. You know what would have done something? Ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine and your natural immunity. We never needed the bioweapon. These people are so evil, so despicable, that they lied to the people knowing that once they took it and they took a booster and then another booster, these people would get sick and die. Did they care? Absolutely not. That should tell you everything you need to know. And the other thing that should tell you everything to know is how the deep state players, the Biden administration and the rest, really care about the seniors in this country. Because remember, the seniors, they're on a fixed income and they need to get certain drugs to stay alive, to help themselves. And what did Trump do? Well, Trump in 2020, he announced a policy that provided seniors the chance to capture the rebates that drug manufacturers pay back to pharmacy benefit managers for preferred placement on the insurer's drug formularies. The rebate was designed to help seniors with very expensive medications. At the time, Trump proposed a concrete plan for helping those seniors, and the total savings could be billions and billions for them. Trump said the rebate rule will save American seniors billions of dollars by preventing middlemen, the famous middlemen they call them, from ripping off Medicare patients with high prescription prices. So Biden, he came into office and he became the president, and the Inflation Reduction Act, which has nothing to do with reducing inflation, repealed the drug rebate rule, preventing those seniors most at risk from getting the savings they needed. So seniors, they were getting money back, and because of the Inflation Reduction Act, which doesn't really do anything for inflation, actually, it makes it worse. What they did, and I'm talking about the Biden administration, they robbed Medicare to subsidize Chinese electric vehicles with $300 billion in tax credits. So think about what happened here. And think about how Biden lied to the people. These people always lie to the people. When they tell you something that they're doing is for you, it really isn't. Because in the end, it's going to hurt you. Everything they say is always the opposite. Just like Obamacare. Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, was always the opposite. And what's very interesting is when Trump came into office, what did he do? He got rid of the penalty. Because again, if you have to add a penalty to force people into something, you know then it's not good for you. So he got rid of the penalty, but America First Legal, they just scored a victory. The Fifth Circuit unanimously held that the unelected bureaucrats don't get to make unilateral decisions about Americans' health care coverage, which has led to tremendous increases in the cost of insurance. And that is absolutely true. Today, with co-counsel Jonathan Mitchell, we secured a resounding win before the United States Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit in Braidwood Management, Inc. versus Becerra. A unanimous panel of the Fifth Circuit held that a key provision of the Affordable Care Act violates Article 2 Appointments Clause by empowering the U.S. Preventive Service Task Force to dictate the preventative care that all private insurers must cover. In other words, unaccountable, unelected bureaucrats don't get to make unilateral decisions about Americans' health care coverage, which has led to tremendous increases in the cost of insurance for all Americans. The Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, requires all private health insurers to cover preventative care without any cost-sharing arrangements such as co-pays or deductibles. It also requires private insurers to cover any preventative care that receives A or B. We argue that this arrangement violates Article 2 of the Constitution because the members of the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force wield significant powers, yet are not appointed as officers of the United States as required by Article 2. The Fifth Circuit unanimously agreed and held that the members of the task force are principal officers who must be appointed by the president with the Senate advice and consent, and that the Affordable Care Act violates Article 2's appointment clause by empowering the task force to impose preventative care coverage mandates on private insurers. Effectively, all preventative care coverage mandates imposed by the task force since March 23, 2010, are unenforceable in the Fifth Circuit, and private insurers in Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi need not comply with them. The Fifth Circuit also reviewed our appointment clause challenges to the preventative care coverage mandates imposed by the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices and the Health Resources Services Administration and remanded for the district court to further consider those claims. So Obamacare is being ripped apart slowly but surely. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we know that the deep state players, they're always talking about censorship. Oh, you can't censor the books in classrooms. You can't censor. Again, it's not censorship if you can get the books in other places. It's curating. You're making books that are age appropriate for the children. Can the parents go and purchase certain books from different places? Absolutely. But what's very interesting is that Amazon, they decided to censor books on their site, the books that they really don't want people to read, which I find very, very interesting. And Jim Jordan put this out. We knew that Amazon censored books because of pressure from the Biden White House. So let's see. The Biden White House is now dictating to Amazon which books they want removed. Well, see, that's the government violating our First Amendment right. If it was just Amazon itself, that would be different. Now we know which books. Children books, books for parents, books critical of Big Pharma. Judiciary GOP and weaponization obtained internal Amazon documents showing that the urgent impetus for Amazon censoring books in March 2021 was criticism from the Biden administration. To censor the books, Amazon created a new Do Not Promote class for anti-vax books. Internal emails reveal that Amazon initially added 43 books to its newly created Do Not Promote class of allegedly anti-vaccine books. Those pro-censorship changes were being made due to criticism from the Biden people. In response to a subpoena from the Judiciary GOP at Amazon revealed that 43 book titles it censored because of the Biden White House's pressure. Whether you love or hate the books on this list, no bookstore should be censoring books because of government pressure. The Biden White House pressure led Amazon to censor children's books. That's right, picture books for children. Before COVID, a children's book author dared to draft a book for unvaccinated children facing discrimination, especially in California or New York. The author said the book promotes love, understanding, and kindness to everyone. Biden and Amazon preach tolerance, right? The children's book said, the vaccinated and unvaccinated can be friends. Instead of censoring it, Amazon should have sent the book to Fauci, Gavin Newsom, and Joe Biden. Remember, when they said everyone had to comply with their made-up rules and vax mandates or lose their jobs, top-selling books for parents also were targeted. There is nothing the Biden admin and the elites hate more than parents making their own decisions about their children's education, health, and values. And if these efforts weren't enough to effectively de-amplify opposing viewpoints, Amazon also censored books reviewing scientific papers. The books also had the audacity to address whether Big Pharma's funding of research has the potential to create conflicts of interest. Under the guise of combating anti-vaccine misinformation, Amazon censored everything from the picture books for children to books criticizing Big Pharma. These 43 books are only the tip of the iceberg. Amazon, YouTube, Facebook, each cave to the Biden White House's censorship campaign. And he's absolutely right. And this is exactly what they have done. And it's completely unconstitutional. And they've been trying to control what people see, say, and hear. And again, this is censorship from the government. It's no longer just a private corporation saying, I don't want to sell these books. When it's coming from the government, it's a violation of your constitutional rights. And I do believe now people are seeing this. People are now starting to understand that these individuals, they have violated the Constitution every step of the way. These people do not represent us. These people should be removed from their position immediately. I do believe we should have something where it says, if you're going to violate the Constitution, the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, Third, Fourth, Fifth, Sixth, you need to be removed immediately. Because again, this is what you're supposed to be following. This is the contract of we the people to you. You follow what we say. If you're not going to follow it, then we don't need you. You need to be removed immediately. And I do believe that needs to be done as we move forward. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see with DEI, CRT, and the rest, what they're trying to do is they're trying to bring everyone down to the stupid level. So those people that are smart, that are in the gifted classes or AP or anything like that, well, those classes can't exist. We have to bring those people down to the level of everyone else. I mean, really think about this. It almost reminds me of COVID. Oh, wait, you have a few people sick? Let's make everyone wear masks and everyone stay inside. Does that make sense to you? Because when you're in an office building during normal times and somebody gets sick, do you close the entire office building or do you tell the people, you stay home? Everyone else can function. So once again, you could see what they're trying to do here. Nikki Neely put this out and said, school districts are eliminating advanced classes in the name of equity. They claim that gifted and talented programs are racist if enrollment doesn't mirror community demographics. But in schools where AP classes have been eliminated, parents have watched their children regress to the level of their least able classmate. Brilliant students are discouraged from getting too far ahead because inequity perpetuates systematic racism. Hard work, objectivity, and self-reliance are traits that made the American economy the envy of the world. Yet now, those characteristics are derided as white supremacy. They are deliberately sabotaging excellence in American education. Now, take this to the next level. They want to do this with the airlines. So you're not going to get the best airline pilot. You're going to get the airline pilot that is down below where they should be. Same thing with the medical industry, with doctors, with surgery. You're going to get not the best of the best, not the people that strive to be the best, but you're going to get the people that are the worst. And this all has to do with what? Skin color? With equity? I mean, really think about this. So you'll have no one striving to be the best. Can you imagine if you did this in sports? Oh, wait, you're really good? I'm sorry. You're going to have to be as bad as these people. You wouldn't have the people that you see in sports today. It would be a complete and utter disaster. I guess that's why they don't like Caitlin Clark on the WNBA, because she's the best of the best. And most of the other people, they are not. Now, Trump, he is already letting everyone know that he is going to decentralize everything and actually go back to the Constitution, go back to the founding fathers. And he's already made the announcement that he will shut down the Department of Education. Just take a listen to what he says here.
Down the federal Department of Education, and we will move everything back to the states where it belongs and where they can individualize education and do it with the love for their children.
Now, there are two reasons I do believe he's doing this. Number one, they centralized the Department of Education back in the 70s when we came off the gold standard, and that's when they started to centralize quite a bit because now you had unlimited funds and we went full fiat. And what they wanted to do is they wanted to centralize everything, and they were trying to bring the power structure up to one location. That was D.C. But our founding fathers, they wanted everything decentralized, so they had to reverse everything, and it took a very, very long time for them to do this. And Trump, he knows that the Department of Education, they're not there to make the country smarter. Actually, the opposite has been happening. Plus, it's a money laundering scheme. And I do believe he's showing the people, when we get rid of the Federal Reserve, we need to get rid of all these different departments. So he's already setting the narrative. He's already letting people know that we're going to be removing a lot of these departments. And he's pushing everything back to the state level. And when you look at the graph and you look at the test scores and the achievements of reading and math and science, well, those haven't increased. You know what's increased? The federal spending to the Department of Education. So when you really look at it, you don't see any improvement. You know who's going to help the children? The parents on a local level. The parents must be involved in their schools. And there are a lot of parents that are involved. And we need to remove those individuals that don't want to teach our children the basics. Instead, they want to teach them gender and, oh, you can be a girl, you can be a boy. Oh, let me hang up my pride flag. That has to be removed from the schools. And I do believe eventually it will. I think that narrative has already begun. But the other thing that's very interesting is we could see there's crime all over the place. As Trump was going to trial in New York, he was letting everyone know New York is completely out of control. We have the worst of the worst as prosecutors. They are not representative of the people. They take orders from their masters. And what's very interesting is that Bragg's Manhattan DA office, they dropped nearly all cases from Columbia University's anti-Israel protests. So none of these individuals were charged. Is anyone really surprised about this? Can anyone see the two-tier justice system? Well, if you can't, think about what Merrick Garland is doing right now. DC Drano put this out and said, Merrick Garland is apparently calling House rhinos, asking them to vote no on inherent contempt. This scumbag is putting Steve Bannon and Pete Navarro in prison for not complying with subpoenas, but then he ignores subpoenas and calls Congress, telling them not to hold him in contempt. This is the swamp. Any Republican voting against holding Merrick Garland in contempt will receive hell from GOP voters. Get ready. Absolutely. So you could see the difference here, and you could see the two-tier justice system. And Merrick Garland should be held in contempt, and he should be thrown into prison, not just for what he did, for everything else. Because remember, it is a criminal syndicate. And all these fact checkers and the fake news and everything else, they're all part of the criminal syndicate. I mean, think about it. Go back in time. Remember when Trump said, very fine people, and Biden's been using it against Trump. But when you read the transcript and you read or you listen to the video, you hear that he didn't say any of these things. He said, no, the neo-Nazis, they're bad people. The white supremacists are bad people. But within each group, there were fine people that, and these individuals, they infiltrated those groups, the neo-Nazis, the white supremacists, and even the people on the other side. But Snopes back then and many other, the so-called fact checkers, they were like, oh, no, that's what he said. Now, all of a sudden, 7 years later, Snopes says, nope, Trump did not call neo-Nazis and white supremacists very fine people. So 7 years. Why did it take 7 years? I mean, all they had to do is look, read the transcript. All they had to do is listen to the video. They could have corrected this in a split second. Why did they wait? Because these are not fact checkers. These are liars for the deep state players. Albert Latham said, wait till they hear about the election, COVID, and Ukraine. And yeah, he's absolutely right. Wait until they hear about that. Wait until the majority of the public hears about this. Most of them are going to be shocked. Just like they're shocked about what the DHS has been doing. DHS, as we know, because of American First Legal, they have been looking at the Trump supporters and they determined that these individuals, they are terrorists. Those religious people, those Trump supporters, people in the military that follow their oath, they're all terrorists against this country. And there are more documentation now that's been released by Stephen Miller from America First Legal. And it shows that the Department of Homeland Security, they proposed Americans report each other to federal law enforcement. So they attempted to turn Americans on each other. So they were infiltrating communities at the local level, and they wanted to convince people to turn each other in. Isn't this Nazi Germany right now? I mean, who is the head of this? Oh, that's right. Clapper, Brennan, you know, all the people that pushed the Russia collusion, pushed the Steele dossier, pushed impeachment hoax number one, number two, lied to the people. This is what they were trying to do in this country. They are the criminals. And once again, I think people now are really starting to wake up and they're hearing all of this. Now, we know the debates are coming up. They're coming up this Thursday. They start at 9 o'clock. And we know that Biden, he's being prepped. He's out in Camp David. They're going to juice him up. And MSNBC, which is surprising, they said that the focus groups, they're going to be watching very, very carefully at Biden, and this should terrify Joe Biden. Now, I do believe he'll be juiced up in the very, very beginning, and I do believe they're going to juice him up so much that you might see some strange things, but I think it's going to wear off towards the end, and that's when people are going to see quite a bit. But we'll have to see how this all plays out. But I do believe Trump has a lot of ammunition to go after Joe Biden and to make him sweat. Because, again, when you're hitting him over and over about the laptop, hitting him over and over about everything that he lied about, this, I do believe, is going to mess him up in the end. And I do believe this is why Obama and team decided to put Joe Biden out there this early, because I do believe they needed to start the narrative to get rid of him. And he needed the people, the D's, on that side to see how bad he really is. And I do believe this is the introduction, because remember, CNN, MSNBC, they've been covering for him this entire time. Now, the other thing that we've come to find out, and Cash, he spilled the beans on this one. He said that Paul Ryan, as Speaker of the House, had in his possession the Steele dossier before he had Devin Nunes and I launched Russiagate investigation, and never told us. Think before anyone knew anything about the fake intel. He had his own copy. I found it on my own, then blew up FBI DOJ. Why didn't he tell his own damn team? Report that fake news. And he's absolutely right. Why did Paul Ryan have this? Think about it for a second. Because they were all against Trump. They were trying to get Trump. Just like the FBI, Merrick Garland and the rest, how they're trying to get Trump because they're all part of the criminal syndicate. And what they do is they lie to the people. They set certain things up to convince you of something when it really didn't exist. They trap people. Remember all those classified documents and the documents that were thrown out all over at Mar-a-Lago? Well, those cover sheets, the FBI made those up. Julie Kelly says, just filed today in classified docs case. Jack Smith only yesterday gave to the defense records related to the placeholder cover sheets ostensibly used to indicate within a box where a classified government paper was found. So they brought the scary looking top secret cover sheets to use as placeholders. Then they removed them and replaced them with unclassified sheets to index the evidence. Huh? As I've reported, the cover sheets were not used in any investigative capacity, but rather as a part of a stunt. Yes, the placeholder sheets, which Jack Smith admitted FBI agents took to the raid, were nothing but props. And more than a year post-indictment, Jack Smith gave the defense more scans of the unclassified materials taken during the Mao raid. Remember, Trump can have these documents. They're declassified. He's covered under the Presidential Records Act. And now the people are learning the truth. The FBI, they were raiding Mar-a-Lago. They were coming in armed. They wanted something to happen because they wanted to take him out. They wanted a gun battle. It would make great TV for them. And hopefully they would hit Trump. And they used fake cover sheets to make it look worse than it actually is. They did this on purpose because they know they have nothing on Trump. This is what the FBI does. This is what the SS does. And now people are learning this. Just like people are learning what happened with the Bragg case. They pulled something out of nothing. And they don't have a case. Actually, Judge Judy, she was going off on Alvin Bragg. Because there is nothing there. They made it up. And now people who have businesses, people have real estate, they're panicking in New York right now. A lot of businesses are leaving. A lot of people saying, well, I'm not going to stick around because they could use this against me. Even though the governor said, listen, this was only for Trump. We're not going to do this to anybody else. So she's admitting it was a political hit. It was election interference. And now the Bragg case is in even more trouble. Why? There was a decision by the Supreme Court. Sean Davis explains. In a 6-3 decision issued today, the Supreme Court ruled that, number one, a jury must be unanimous in its finding on criminal convictions. Number two, sentencing enhancements cannot be arbitrarily implemented by judicial fiat. The ruling and rhetoric in the opinion have obvious implications for both the illegal Bragg witch trial against Trump in New York City and the bogus January 6, 1512C charges and sentencing enhancements that corrupt federal judges have announced they will implement if the Supreme Court nukes 1512C. So the Supreme Court already ruled this. But again, does the criminal syndicate follow any of this? Absolutely not. So what does this mean? It means the conviction was directly unconstitutional, and it must be overturned right now. But again, we're dealing with the criminal syndicate. Think about what Joe Biden has done. As soon as he heard about the illegals, you can't marry someone and be a citizen in this country, he wrote an executive order. The Supreme Court ruled that, hey, you can't cancel the student debt. What does Biden do? He canceled the student debt. So what do you think the criminal syndicate's going to do? I think everyone's seeing the two-tier justice system. But it doesn't really matter because, as the people see it, the counterinsurgency is building, which means the deep state, everything that they're doing is backfiring. And think about out in Pennsylvania where Trump just had a rally. Biden had a rally out there. He couldn't even fill half the gym. Trump had a rally out there, and the stadium was full. Who really got 81 million votes? I think we know. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is, remember how they said it was a conspiracy that they were going to register illegal aliens? Well, it looks like it's no longer a conspiracy. Michael Waller put this out and said, welfare offices in 49 states are handing out voter registration applications to illegal aliens. No proof of citizenship required. Elon Musk says, another conspiracy theory turns out to be true. Strange that Arizona requires proof of citizenship for state, but not federal elections. Isn't that interesting? But the other thing that's very interesting is that out in Nevada, the case against Nevada GOP alternate electors is dismissed by the judge. Kash Patel puts this out and says, Nevada six electors case dismissed. That's what happens when real justice meets weaponization and the Constitution prevails. Absolutely. And you could see that everything that they're trying to do, the deep state that they're trying to do to Trump, is not working. And Rasmussen reports, they put out a poll, and it says that if likely voters are enthusiastic when it comes time to vote, as they were in June 20th when the poll was taken, Trump could hit landslide territory with a double-digit victory over Biden. You think the deep state is panicking right now? Remember, they have a cheating system, but they need votes. They just can't use all ballots because it won't look real. It will look completely made up. So Biden is in trouble. He's not going to get the votes. They need to remove him. If Trump is going to have a double-digit victory, even the person they're going to bring in, they won't be able to do it, which means I do believe that they're going to have to delay the election. They're going to have to stop it. I mean, if they can let it go, but Trump is going to win. And I don't think this is what they want. But again, they're prepared for either scenario. But I do believe they're going to get rid of Biden no matter what. They're going to bring in the next candidate. They're going to try to push us as hard as they possibly can to the very, very end. And then I think they're going to realize, holy crap, what do we do? Do we go through with it? Let him win the election by a little bit because we just can't cheat on a scale like this. And then maybe we can have the chaos. Or do we delay the election and then still have the chaos and still try to maintain control? Let's see how they do this, because this is going to be very interesting. But we can see the narrative for the cyber attacks that is continually building and building and building. Out of the Hill, they said cyber attacks are costly and can be deadly. Remember, the cyber attacks hit water treatment plants. They've hit car dealerships. They've hit hospitals where they couldn't have surgeries. This is building right now, and people are starting to learn that there's a lot of cyber attacks. And I do believe we're going to see even more as time goes on. I would even be surprised if we see a water treatment plant hit and people don't have water, or we see in a small town the electrical grid gets hit and they get out of power and they make this a very big deal. I wouldn't be surprised about this. But what's very interesting is that Newsweek, they created a map of conspiracy theorists. Patriots Are Control put this out and says the following. Newsweek published a conspiracy theorist map. One thing that's actually somewhat interesting is that the New York and California are two of the top five conspiracy theorist states. And we know conspiracy theorists, as the media portrays them, are definitely Trump supporters. And by the way, the top conspiracy theories they asked about were election fraud, COVID, and government surveillance. So in other words, the conspiracy theorists are people that aren't brainwashed by mainstream media bullshit anymore. So it makes you wonder, are New York and California actually red? I mean, is this really a voter map then, showing that Trump is winning in all of these states? Huh, that's interesting, isn't it? But think about what they've been doing to Trump. They've been projecting all their crimes on him. They've been attacking a political opponent. which means it can be done to them. Let's go back to post 4502, June 23rd, 2020. You cannot attack your political opponent. The doubters will soon be believers. Years in the making. Yeah, you can attack your political opponent. And who's attacking? Trump, Biden, and Obama. Let's go to post 4512, June 24, 2020. Barack Hussein Obama, 18 U.S. Code, section 2384, sedition, conspiracy, treason. Same thing with Joe Biden. Now, again, these two people, Biden is the resident. Obama is telling Biden what to do. They're protecting themselves. They are the insurgency. All the people that are bringing in, the illegals, everything that you're seeing, that's the insurgency. Trump and the Patriots, they created the counterinsurgency. Let's go to post 4511, June 24th, 2020. This has never been attempted before. Use of general public to counter the narrative propaganda pushed by controlled media. Analysis, start to now, indicates situational awareness, decoupling of MSDNC, control of information, channels 1 through 99, of general public expanding at massive pace. Attacks indicate can be defined as loss of generalized information control. Need to expend ammunition, muster network to defend and coordinate attacks to counter. Military-civilian alliance. That is what is forming right now. Post 4955, June 24th, 2022, and Anon on the board said the following. Throws a bone, Q. We've all been waiting for what seems like an eternity. What's going on? It had to be this way, and it had to be this way. Because to wake the people up, it wasn't going to be easy. Because you need the people to walk through the darkness to see the light. And yes, people, they have to reach a place where it looks like doom all around them. And that's when they reach deep inside themselves to say enough is enough. And that's why it had to be this way. And the only way to reach that point is to wake the people up. And sometimes it takes a long time. But sometimes when you wait for something, it's worth waiting for. And I do believe we were going to do it right, do it by the rule of law, and we only had one chance to do it. I do believe this is the perfect plan to get to where we need to go. Because again, with the Declaration of Independence, the people must take back this country. And the people will. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.